Hey, Angela.
All right, we're recording. We can go.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Ron Bohannon. I'll be the development hearing officer. I call the meeting of May 10th, 2023 to order. It's approximately 9:03. This is a remote online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate safely while, well, we're not under the public health emergency anymore, but we found that it's convenient and very transparent. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin providing your remarks. We will use the chat capability and function of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. It's located at the bottom of the screen. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the inspection of the Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I would like to, at this time, to introduce the development facilitation team and swear them in. I'll do this individually. I will start with Jolene Wolfley. Do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Jay Rodenbeck, do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Robert Webb, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Shahab Beazar, do you swear to or affirm to tell the truth?
So Shahab is, or I do.
I understand that you may not be here for the whole meeting, which is understandable. I also understand Jeremy Schell is taking the place of David Gutierrez, who's out ill. Jeremy, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Great, and welcome.
Thank you.
Whitney, did you? Yes, Whitney Phelan. With Parks and Recreation, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Tiquan Chin with Hydrology, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Ernest Armijo with Transportation, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Quick note for the applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes those documents to the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of the utility signatures. The applicants will receive an email copy of the signed document. If you are approved with delegation, you will need complete the delegation items with the appropriate DFT member and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. The city engineer is the final person to sign the plat. Miss Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Miss Gomez, will you alert us to any changes in the agenda at this time?
Certainly. For item number 6, PR 2022-0073-24, application VA 2023-00129 for sidewalk waiver, the agent requests deferral to June 14th.
Okay. Is there any other changes to the agenda?
That's all I have this morning.
Okay. Just to let you know, I will act on each case as we hear those. And I am the only person that is, the DHO is the only individual that will act on the items. Now that we have the agenda set for today, we'll ask any members of the public.
Mr. Bohannon, yes. You do actually need to act on that deferral.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking of acting.
Thank you. I will approve the deferral of PR 2022-007324 and VA 2023-00129 to the meeting of June 14th.
Mr. Hearing Officer?
Yes.
I believe as we are getting sworn in, I think we skipped over Mr. Palmer from Code Enforcement.
Thank you very much. Mr. Palmer, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I would have caught you when your time came up.
That's kind of what I figured. I was just waiting. Thank you.
Okay, now that we've got the agenda set and all the DFT members sworn in, we will ask any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to that case for time for public comment, we will open that up at that time. And we ask that you unmute, turn your video camera on, or raise your hand virtually in the chat room. If there are any technical issues, I will end the hearing and the DHO will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As I begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendments to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and the Development Facilitated Team staff members apply the standards and requirements in the IDO and the Development Process Manual. Okay. With that, we will begin with agenda item number one. Agenda item number one is PR-2021-005628, SD-2023-00094, Vacation of Public Easements, SD-2023-00095, Vacation of Private Easements, SD-2023-00096, Amendment to the Final Plat. Bohannon Houston, Inc., Michael Blaskovich, Agents for Steve Chavis, and MDS Investments request the aforementioned actions for all of the portion of tracks A through M, City Center, zoned PC, located between University Boulevard and Stryker Road Southeast, containing approximately 134.7249 acres. Property owners are MDS Investments. The request is vacation of public easements, the Water Authority vacation of private easements, and amendment to the final plat. Mr. Blaskovich, welcome. Like to swear you in and your team members in for the record?
Absolutely. It's just I today, so.
Okay. Mr. Blaskovich, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Would you please state your name and address for the record?
It is Michael Blaskovich, 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
Okay. This action has been heard previously. Would you provide a brief summary?
Absolutely. Just like you guys like to keep me on my toes, I'd like to keep you guys on your toes. We had a final plat approval previously, and there were a couple of conditions from the Water Authority. One was the vacation of an easement that we needed to dedicate through a prior platting effort with the Netflix property. That's that red area that you see there. We are dedicating right away over the top of that easement. And so the easement is no longer needed. We had discussed in previous hearings that we were going to try and accomplish that with a quit claim and realize the duration that might take, and figured we just come to the DHO directly. While we were researching that, we also found another blanket easement that was dedicated between MDS and the state land office at the beginning of this project. It essentially allowed the state land office to have access across MDS's larger parcels. And as right-of-way was being dedicated, they would then vacate or remove or release that easement during the time of the dedication of right-of-way, which then continues to allow access to the state land office parcels to the south. That's the private easement that was mentioned, and we are also releasing or vacating that easement across tracks A through M due to our new dedication of right-of-way as a part of this plat. And with that, we needed to amend our final plat. And so we're doing those two actions as well as the amendment to the final plat.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Thank you, Mr. Blaskovich. So you're amending a portion of a blanket access and or your blanket easements across tracks A through M only, but blanket easement as retained for the balance of the property? Is that my
It will be vacated for all of the parcels associated with this platting effort. There was a prior plat to this. It was a bulk land plat that that easement will remain across those pieces, yes.
Okay, so it's something to, Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, it's something that we will keep in the back of our minds as we move forward with other, as you move forward on your projects throughout the Mesa del Sol area. Okay. Thank you very much. With that, I'll turn to the public. If there's anybody in the public who wishes to speak on agenda item number one, if you could please unmute, turn your video on, or raise your virtual hand. I do not see anybody. Jay or Angela, do you see anybody else?
I do not.
Okay.
No, I do not either.
Okay, with that, then we'll go through the DFT members for their comments. We'll start with the Water Authority. Jeremy, would you please provide any comments on case number one?
Sure. Good morning. This is Jeremy Shaw with the Water Authority. We have no objections to either of the easement vacations nor the amendment to the final plat. Thank you.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, thank you. Code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments and no objections to either action proposed.
Okay. Thank you. Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I have no additional comments or objections to this plotting action. Thank you.
Okay. Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Thank you. Hydrology, Mr. Chin.
Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer stamp data of October 21st, 2021. Hydrology has no objection to the partial release of the blanket easement and no objection to the amendment to the final plat.
Okay, Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, thank you. We'll now go to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. We have no objections. Please note an approved traffic impact study is required prior to approval any future development.
This is Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. So when you say prior to any further development, that will not preclude them from getting this new plat recorded, correct?
Ernest Armijo, transportation. No, it's just a reminder to the applicant.
Okay, thank you. Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, will go to planning. Jolene, Jay.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can do this one. So in our memo, we kind of explained the background of this case, a little bit of an unorthodox way to get here. And as far as comments go, we just needed the DXL file approval from AGIS, and which the applicant has since gotten us. And we need just the application number added to the plat, and very simple comment. And Michael, could you just please confirm if there are any revisions taking place, the number of tracks or the size of the tracks versus the original final plat approval?
Absolutely. This is Mike with Bohannon Houston. There are no adjustments to any of the original parcels that were previously approved. Or any additional dedication of right-of-way. It's exactly the same.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that confirmation. Regarding the vacation of easements, the planning feels that the applicant has justified the vacations. The justifications were provided in the application submittal. And ultimately, staff defers to the Water Authority with these particular vacations, but the justifications were provided. That's all I have.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, and Water Authority did not have any objections to that, so I don't see any issues. There was no public comment. Mr. Blaskovich, do you have any additional comments?
I had one additional, well, actually two. Jay mentioned the need for the application and the project number. I have that file ready. The other thing that I also added was this vacation action number to the easements themselves on the plat. And I wanted to make sure that that was also kind of included, where we note this easement has been vacated as a part of vacation action number such and such. It's, you can see it in the bottom of number N, where it's left blank, but we have since filled that in, and I will forward that off to you. And then the last piece was, is our client is very eager to get this recorded, and I wanted to know if the 15-day appeal period is necessary, despite us having a previous 15-day appeal period for the other final plat, and I might be able to get this recorded shortly in the next couple days.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Unfortunately, Mr. Blaskovich, that's by ordinance, so okay. I'm not sure there's any other way to get around that. I'll defer to planning or the city engineer, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have to wait that 15 days.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Yeah, Mr. Hearing Officer, you're technically correct in that I don't foresee there being, you never know, though. You want to make sure you get past that appeal period before you take that step. I think you're right, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Blaskovich. Anything else?
That was all I had. Thank you.
Okay. This is Ron Bohannon, Hearing Officer. In the matter of PR 2021-005628, SD-2023-00094, Vacation of Public Easements, SD-2023-00095, Vacation of Private Easements, SD-2023-0096, Amendment to the Final Plat, I move approval with one condition, which appears like has already been made, that the application numbers and vacation numbers be added to the plat, that the vacations have, as a finding, have met that there's no public need for those easements, and there's no beneficiaries that has not agreed to the release of those easements. Mr. Blaskovich, if there's any other questions, good luck, and you can get your plat recorded as quickly as possible.
Thank you all very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. This is Ron Bohannon, Hearing Officer. We'll move on to item